A 21-year-old college student was arrested and charged last night in connection with a string of pipe bombs left in mailboxes across the Midwest. Luke Helder was caught near Reno, Nevada, after a four-day manhunt. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The search ended in a 40-mile high-speed chase along Interstate 80. FBI Special Agent Terry Hulse in Las Vegas says Helder tried to outrun police in his gray four-door Honda Accord.
Initially, doing a car chase, he drove for a number of miles, and we attempted to pull him over, and he finally, on his own, did pull over the side of the road and got out and surrendered.
Luke Helder's alleged rampage began on Friday, about 1,500 miles from where he was caught. That's when pipe bombs were found in roadside mailboxes in rural Illinois and Iowa. Six of the bombs exploded, injuring four mail carriers and two residents. Other pipe bombs did not explode, but they were discovered over the weekend in mailboxes throughout Nebraska, on Monday in Colorado and Texas. Some of the bombs came with letters condemning the government and warning that other attention getters were on the way. Yesterday, the FBI issued an all-points bulletin for Helder. Agents had traced a letter with his name on it that was sent to a college newspaper in Wisconsin. The letter was similar to the anti-government notes found with the bombs. The FBI had been calling the pipe bomb spree an act of domestic terrorism, but U.S. Attorney Charles Larson, whose Northern Iowa office brought charges against Helder last night, avoided the characterization of terrorism.
There are several definitions of terrorism, but it certainly was an act that troubled everyone and made people concerned. And I'm sure people are very pleased that it appears to have stopped and the charges have now been filed.
One person who's thankful is Dolores Whirling. She's a 70-year-old Iowa resident who was injured by one of the bombs. She says she and her husband Bryce pulled up to their mailbox at the edge of their farm as usual, but this time she said she noticed something odd.
I told him there's something else in the back of our mailbox, and it looked like it had strings attached, so I pulled on one of the strings, and it exploded. It was horrifying because I could not hear anything, and then I knew blood was running all over, that it had hit me, particles had hit me in the face.
Whirling received stitches for her cuts and says her hearing has returned somewhat. She says authorities notified her yesterday that an arrest had been made.
I know I am glad that he was caught and that he can receive the proper treatment that he needs, because I'm sure no sane person would do things like this.
Helder is enrolled as a junior at the University of Wisconsin, Stout. He's been playing guitar in a rock band called Apathy. Luke Helder's father, Cameron, issued a statement yesterday from the family's home in Minnesota. He urged his son to turn himself in. He said, quote, "You have the attention you wanted." If Luke Helder is convicted on the charges filed against him in Iowa, he faces at least 30 years in prison. Federal prosecutors in Illinois are expected to file additional charges today. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.